Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
To the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you missed any of this fine program, please go online to darnwi.com. You can listen to and download podcasts and interviews.
Dominic, today is Thursday. That means it's Friday Eve. And Friday, usually our favorite day of the week. But this Friday, a special Friday, it is the kickoff of the high school football season. And we welcome our own Don Brown from WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, the Shaw. Don will be the play-by-play host of the Waukesha South Black Shirts tomorrow night. Don, welcome back to the show, man. How you been?
Hey, Don.
Hey, great, Mike. Thanks for having me back. Hey, Dom, where else would you rather be than right here, right now, talking football?
Well,
high school football.
I can tell you, Don, while you're covering the Waukesha Black Shirts, the Waukesha South, the fine high school football team, I will also be doing play-by-play tomorrow night for the Nakusa Papermakers, man. I am catching
We'll be covering the two best nicknames in the state, the Black Shirts and the Papermakers. How cool
Don,
is that?
Don, you got any advice for Crudy? I mean, it's been a while since he's trained for this.
I am a little rusty.
You know, I was hoping Crudy would do the first game with me. He could call the game and I could do color, or I'd call the game and he'd do. I think we'd make a great team. We've talked a lot of football over the past few months, so I think Mike's going to do great. And I've got some help with Johnny Watermelon doing color, so it's going to be a fun night.
Well, I'm going solo, Don. I feel like I can carry both parts on my own.
Oh my!
You know, you'll have to come up with an alias. You know, that's doing the color. You know, we'll have to think of a name. You know, like Smash Mouth Mike or something that's doing the show with you. And you can, you know, like fake your voice a little.
Well,
you know?
I'm gonna do like a Trump voice and call the color guy the Hump.
There you go, the Hump. I love it.
So Don Brown, tell us. Obviously, we're very excited. WAUK launching our inaugural high school football broadcast tomorrow night. You'll be our play-by-play guy. Don, who's Waukesha South playing?
They are playing Milwaukee Martin Luther High School.
And Don,
we got to take a look at them last week.
Yeah.
They're a big team, but they're young. And it's kind of a program in a rebuilding mode. So, you know, and it's a non-conference game, so we'll see how our guys do.
Don, are there any stars of the Waukesha South team? Anyone we should be listening for on the radio tomorrow?
There are. You mean you don't listen to my show every Saturday at 8?
No. Well, I know that Saturday, you featured a couple of fine young high school players last Saturday, didn't you? Who'd you have, Don?
Yep. Two Division I recruits, quarterback and free safety, Tack Tadioka, and running back, D-line linebacker, jack of all trades, C.J. Johnson, both of them Division I recruits, as well as getting a lot of calls from D2 and prominent D3 programs. And so it's going to be a really exciting year for them. And then there's a great supporting cast. The junior class, my son Evan Stout is part of that crop of players. I've been following them since.
No favoritism, Pops. No favoritism.
No, not at all. Yeah, Evan's just one guy. But, no, there's and there's also some great senior leadership. There's a D lineman named Evan Marks who also plays some linebacker. A great receiving core that includes Tyler Thrill Williams, another junior. And there's two secret seniors that I can't mention that just joined the team that came from did a lot of great things for another great Waukesha South High School athletic program. That's all I can say for now. But there's a lot of excitement about these two very talented young men joining the squad at the last minute and adding some more strength to this club.
Don promises day drama at the Waukesha South game tomorrow night. Is that a home game?
It's alumni night too. So they got a dedicated tent out there on the road in the end zone side, and it's just for the alumni. That's complete with adult beverages and eats, and it's a great way to celebrate the alumni, especially for the home opener every year. It's become a really neat tradition that Coach Darnell Wiltz had kind of reinvigorated or made even more special. So a lot of fun things going on.
Don, I appreciate the fact that you have a particular knowledge of the hometown team, and obviously here at Civic Media, and we're going to be doing live high school football tomorrow night in Waukesha, as mentioned, 5:40 a.m. Don will be on the call. Our sister station, WIRI, in Wisconsin Rapids, Nakusa. I'll be doing the broadcast, but that's a one-time only affair. You can listen on the stream, but Randy, the normal guy, will be back next week. He just had a conflicting event. But we'll also be featuring high school football through WXCO, Bull Falls Radio, our pal Chad Holmes. I mean, they do three high school football games every Friday night. So I'm telling you what.
That's great. I love that.
Don, suddenly we're in the high school football business, man. I'm very, very excited.
I know. Nothing like football on the radio. And real quick, Mike, I have an unfair advantage because when the boys were in youth football from this junior class, the dads had to volunteer for different things. I'd sign up for the PA, but I'd be doing a live broadcast during the game, and the refs had to yell at me a couple times, but they couldn't stop me, and the parents loved it. And a lot of the kids used the same nicknames that I came up for them with them when they were like in seventh and eighth grade. So, yeah, it's really going to be a lot of fun.
Well, Don,
and a lot
ironically,
of parents already downloaded the app, too.
Awesome. That is awesome. Of course, you could also hear it on TuneIn at WAUK.
Yeah.
You can download the Devil Radio app, soon to be the Civic Media app, and use the Shaw side channel. And, of course, high school football everywhere except here in Madison. We're not going to be doing high school football in Madison. Too many, you know, in Milwaukee, they're losing. They're losing sports radio stations. People are going to be turning to this station for hometown football, Waukesha South. Up in WIRI territory, Nakusa. They're going to be tuning in for the Nakusa game featuring yours truly.
That'll be fun.
And our buddy Chad Holmes on Bull Falls Radio WXEO. So get ready, folks. Friday night football kicks off tomorrow night. And of course, the Packers have their own, second preseason game.
That's
playing against the Saints last night. You know, I gave up Packer tickets for the right to be at the Nakusa Paper Maker game tomorrow night.
Hey, it's the real deal. It counts, man. It's not preseason. This is for real.
Not for these high school kids. Every game matters.
That's what I mean. It's the real deal.
Don, look forward to hearing your coverage of Waukesha South all year long. Don Brown, our good friend. And then Saturday morning, the post-game show, This Week in Waukesha.
This Week in Waukesha.
8 o'clock on Saturday mornings on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM. Have a great game, Don. Go Black Shirts.
Thank you, too, Mike.
We'll talk soon. Come back. More Devil's Advocates, more sports, more football, more politics perhaps as well.
They're winners. Winners get to do what they want.